We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh Nun Gimel. We will complete Sif Aleph today. Yesterday we saw the discussion about what to do b'di'eved if Shehiya was done or Hachazara was done, and today we will discuss the second Shita in the Rishonim in regards to Shehiya. Says the Mechaber, V'yesh Omrim, Shekol Shen Esbashel Kamaichel Ben Drusai, Perishem Adam Shaya Ochal Ma'achal Oshon Esbashel Kol Tzorcho, Oshen Esbashel Kol Tzorcho Mitzdamek V'yafalo, Mutter La'ashoso Agabe Kira, O Afilu Agabe Tanur. As opposed to the first Shita in the Rishonim, which said that unless the food is completely cooked and mitzdamek viralo, it is becoming dried out, you cannot perform Shehiya unless the flame is garv v'katum. Here we have a Shita that says that as long as the food is cooked kamaichel ben drusai, the shear of food that ben drusai used to eat his food at, as long as it is cooked to that amount of cooking, one will be able to leave food on the fire without garv v'katam from before Shabbos. Afilu husak begefes ve'etim, afilu ena gufa uktuma. V'lo huskur a gufa uktuma v'husak bekashu gvava, ela kishe hiskel hezbasha v'lo higia l'maichel ben drusai. The only time you would need a flame to be garv v'katam for Shehiya is only when the food is not yet reached the shear of Maichel ben drusai. V'chein le'inginim natal hakadera me'ala uba l'hachzira ala b'Shabbos. Garv v'katam is also needed in regards to hachazara, returning the food back onto the fire if it was removed on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this Shita holds that once the food is already ro'i to eat on some level, we are no longer concerned that you are going to stoke the coals in order to make it get cooked faster. And therefore, we do not require garv v'katum. What is this shear of Maichel ben drusai? The Mishnah Berurah says that it's a machlokes rishonim, whether this means chatzi bishel is half cooked or shlish bishel is one third cooked. And in a makom adchak, we can be mekel to assume that it refers to one third of being cooked. Continuing in the Mechaber, if im shachach v'shah tafsha shehischel hezbasha v'lo higiel Maichel ben drusai, aser v'im sarach lomerim avar v'shah. And if you were perform Shehiya b'shogeg on a food which did not yet reach Maichel ben drusai, and obviously the flame was not garv v'katam, then it is going to be prohibited, and obviously if it was done b'mezid, it is also going to be prohibited. This would be the same dinim as we learned yesterday about Shehiya b'shogeg or b'mezid. One important point that I didn't mention yesterday is the Machzis HaShekel, which says that even though we might be machalik between the person who performed the Isser and other people, the people who the Isser was performed for, Misha Naises Bishvilo, will have the din of lo of the person who did it. And when we say Acherim, we are only referring to people who the food was not cooked for as well. The Rama says, V'nagu l'hakel kesvara achrona. The minig is to be make it like this second shita, that you only need grufa uktuma if the food has not yet reached Maichel ben drusai. And even though the Ber Halacha points out the words of the Rush that really we are only doing this because that is already the minag, the Chazon Ish says that the halacha is like this second shita, and we have a right to be makil to only require garv v'katam if food is not yet reached k'maichel ben drusai. So therefore, if we can be sure that our food has reached Maichel ben drusai, we will not have anything to worry about with covering knobs or anything like that. Obviously, it is best to be machmer l'chatchila like this first shita, but one has a right to be mekel like the second shita. Continues the Mechaber, V'chol zeh b'inyan shehiya sh'akadir yoshevas al kiseh shel barzel al gabay avonim v'ino gaz b'gecholim aval atman al gabay chalim v'divir kol aser. This is only referring to a case where the pot is not sitting straight on the rocks. But if the pot is sitting straight on the coals, then it might be a problem of hatmana that it will be encased by the coals, which is a different iser. As the Rama says, Yeshom dafil makdir omedas al gabay yesh mamish, kozmanshi megula lamala lo mikri hatmana vishari v'chein aminag. There are some say that as long as the top of the kedera is not covered, is not wrapped, then there is room to be mekel. And that is the minhag. Rakshin is harem l'not kang sas kodem ha-shabbos and esh kedesh yichol yisrael asirim isham. We just make sure that the pot is a little bit removed from the coals so that we are able to remove it without moving the coals, which would be an issue of muksa. Vimlo nitkam in esh v'nimso agab esh v'shabes, if it was not removed from the coals at all, yesh la'asir misham l'ayin Yehudi, you should ask a non-Jew to move it so that you don't perform any muksa. V'imleik ein Yehudi, mutu yisrael l'isir misham, if there is no non-Jew there, then a Jew can remove the pot. V'yizar shigachena misham benachas l'ayin agnei agacham, just try to be sure to not move the coals. V'azafim nanei aksaz davrishem eskavinu v'shari. And if you end up moving the coals, then it's mutter because you did it unintentionally. Even though this last din isn't so shaykh to us because our pots are not in the coals themselves, the words of the Ramah are very important to us. The Ramah says that hatmana only exists if the pot is completely wrapped, even on top. This has a tremendous nafgamina when it comes to our crock pots, the standard crock pot, where the pot is completely surrounded by another item except the top, which only has the cover on it. We will be able to be makil, according to some poskim, that there is no ishvat mana based on this Ramah. We will see more about this later on when we discuss the dinim of Atmana.